cadets heading out onto the circuit, and they're heading out onto a wet track. Mac O'Neill has been dominant in the dry. What can he do here in the 81 kart as we're in a wet track situation now? So we've had only three karts out on the circuit, and Mac O'Neill on the pole. Looks like it's Henry. Well, no, Henry Lansborough is not out on the circuit, so that'll mean William Cozzi and Brooklyn Skabiris will be the only ones out. Oh, and around goes Cozzi and Skabiris. So that's, well, at the moment, Mac's looking around going, where did everyone get to? Mac O'Neill in the Worth top cart. Well, I'm sure they'll use the cutout here so they can get them around, but not sure what's happened with Henry McLansborough as the rain continues to tumble down. So race leader, pole sitter is Mac O'Neill. William Cozzi could move up to second place, I suppose, now that Henry McLansborough isn't out on the circuit. But he spun out again. Oh, and Brooklyn Skabiris has spun again as well. So I don't know what the starter will do here. If, I think the starter might just let him go this time by. I'm not sure. We'll see. They're going to be Indian file for the start, almost certainly, because they're missing so many carts. So, looking for a start. We're away. And we're racing. So, Mac O'Neill, it'll be interesting to see if he can just drive away from the field as he's been able to do in the dry conditions. He's pretty much already doing that now, but this will be a huge test of kart control for these young drivers as they work their way through the hairpin for the first time. Now, William Cozzi is in the 9 kart, Brooklyn Skabiris is in the 70p, and Cozzi has spun. So Cozzi drops behind Skabiris now. So this is where if a patient driver can often come up with a fantastic result. Skabiris through windmill very cautiously. You're not really racing anyone else out on the track, you're just racing yourself. And Skabiris up into second. Mac O'Neill, well, he's definitely been racing himself right throughout this race weekend so far. He works his way down into turn four. Cozzi has got back past Skabiris. So, a 15-second gap on lap number one between Mac O'Neill and William Cozzi, who, as we mentioned, has already had a spin. Brooklyn Skabiris just getting left now as around again goes Cozzi. So that's twice in two laps. This time, Skabiris doesn't get past. But William Cozzi really testing the limits of grip on his kart. As Mac O'Neill completes lap number one, it was a 1 minute lap. So, Mac O'Neill, a 1 minute lap here in these trying conditions. Skabiris still runs in third, but as I mentioned, Skabiris is still a good chance to pick up second place, even if he does get a bit behind, because it is a real test of patience driving in these conditions. So McAneil heads down into turns 11 and 12, the final turns, the double right-handers that lead us back to the start-finish straight. And McAneil, a 1 minute lap last lap. How much? A 59.7 this lap. So McAneil just feeling out the limits of control. As Cozzy gets through the S's that time. Didn't see if he had another spin then. Just remembering, racing through till 5 p.m. this evening. Racing through till 5 p.m. this evening. It's just gone 4 if you don't have a clock handy. And our race leader, McAneil. Well, it's highly likely he will put a lap on the field before half race distance, as he works his way through the kink. And now through turns 11 and 12, back up onto the start finish straight, sideways, hanging the back end out. Some nice driving there from McAneil in the Wirth top cart. Skabiris in the 70. It's about, well, I'm not sure how far behind. About 5 seconds, I think, would be behind William Cozzy. And about to go a lap down, you'd think, to McAneil, your race leader. So race leader's in card 81, coming up onto the back of the 70P of Brooklyn Skabiris. Skabiris now getting the blue flag. So good job there, keeping well out of the way of the race leader, McAneil. The Dubbo driver looking very confident in the wet. Well, he was dirt tracking it into turn number one, and then realised, oh, I'm getting a bit wide here, and had to try and put in some lock, and just had to wait until the cart bit. Now coming up, 5 laps completed for your leader, and he's coming up on the back of William Cozzy. So the blue flag out now for William Cozzy, as McAneil. O'Neill showing some great kart control. So race number 3, heat number 3 of the cadets, and McAneil with still the work to do. It's only just gone 6 laps of the 10 for the heats, as they head down the pit straight. McAneil doing a fantastic job, just letting that back end hang out, not trying to force the cart to be too straight, just allowing himself to enjoy these conditions, I'm sure. As the leader heads back through the kink and towards Windmill, he'll complete lap number 7 next time past the stripe. The rest of the field all 1 lap down to him now. So McAneil in complete control of heat number 3 of the cadets. A 1 minute lap last time round, so he's just backed off the pace slightly, having to make the pass on William Cozzy. But back down to a 57.8 second lap when he had a clear run. So McAneil just enjoying these conditions and really putting in some solid laps. William Cozzy there just keeping that card as smooth and as straight as they can. That's the Gary Cozzy Electrical cart number 9. And then back to the Vinyl Line Pool Services number 70 of Brooklyn Skabiris. So McAneil is your race leader. 81 car coming through to complete lap number 8. So as the leader heads up the start finish straight. 8 laps completed now. And just throwing that car sideways very early into turn number 1. Through the flip-flop and very sideways now, starting to really test how hard he can go. O'Neill is enjoying himself in these conditions, or really starting to just hang that back end out now. So it's William Cozzi in second position, one lap down, and Brooklyn Skibiris is almost a half a lap down to William Cozzi. As white flag will be at the ready for your race leader, Mac O'Neill, next time by. O'Neill getting wider and wider coming off the final turn. As this time, a little bit less ambitious, heading into turn number 1. But our race leader, well ahead, down into the back straight and towards the hairpin. Mac O'Neill, a fantastic display of driving here in wet conditions. Race leader is the 81 car. William Cozzi will come to start his final lap now. And I think Brooks Skibiris will go a second lap down before the end of this race. Mac O'Neill up the inside of Skibiris in turns, between turns 11 and 12. And Mac O'Neill takes the checkered flag. He's happy with that result. Mac O'Neill takes the victory. Brooklyn Skibiris finishes two laps down. And William Cozzi, coming out of the hairpin now, will endeavour to complete what has been a very tough test out there on the circuit.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
Clubman Super Heavy out on the circuit now. Adam Riley in the 27's the man to watch. Paul Cooper in the 16. Starts on the outside of the front row. Alex Taylor, Craig Talby in the 23 and 68 respectively. Then it's Brent Dixon in the 24. The 61 is Curtis Dixon. Michael Hazelton in the 2 and Paul Skibiris in the 70. We've had the 27 of Adam Riley, so our pole sitter is off the circuit. So that's an interesting turn of events for Adam Riley, who was the fastest qualifier. He won heat number 1 by 3.4 seconds. He won heat number 2 by 0.8 of a second, and he will not take any part in heat number three. So Paul Cooper, Alex Taylor, the man to watch is the two card of Michael Hazelton, who was driving up through the field in heat one and lost his nose cone. In heat number two, he drove his way up through the field out of, well, what was then seventh position to second position at the end of the run. So we look for a start this time by. They're keen to get on with it. They're away and racing. And it's Cooper off the outside of the front row. Oh, grass cutting there. The 68 of Tailby trying to get up to second position as they head and down through the flip-flop and towards turn four for the first time. Cuts really taking some interesting lines here as they head into the hairpin for the first time. It's Cooper in the Azzurro cart from the North Shore Karting Club, based out there at Eastern Creek, who leads the way. Now, Hazelton, a Combined Districts Club member in the Mick Race entry. How quick is he? Oh, how he's spun. No, it wasn't Hazelton that spun. Sorry, Hazelton's up into second position. So we've lost another of the black carts in the field. As Cooper is your race leader, Hazelton is second, then it's back to Taylor. Behind Taylor then is Tailby. So it looks like it's Curtis Dixon who was off then at the windmill. The leader heads through the hairpin now, but we've had a change in lead as Hazelton has really put on the pressure, and now Cooper is going to lose another spot going into windmill. So Cooper, who was your race leader a lap ago, he loses the spot to Taylor, but he's not to be done with, comes back through the double right-handers, and Cooper will hold on to second as he's through turns 11 and 12. And back onto the start-finish straight to complete lap number two. So your leader, Michael Hazelton, pulling away from the field. Cooper, then Taylor, they're having a good battle of their own. Tailby's all by himself at the moment. Then it's Skibiris and Brent Dixon rounding out the runners. And Brent Dixon looking to go up the inside of Skibiris through the flip-flop. And not able to make the pass. So, second place, Taylor again ranging up on the outside of Cooper, makes the move going into windmill. Can he hold on? He's got the inside run there going through the left-handers, and he'll hold on now to second spot. So, Taylor up to second, Cooper shuffled back down to third. Skibiris still holding off Brent Dixon for the moment, as three laps now completed. Race leader is Michael Hazelton. Alex Taylor in second. Cooper in third. Then it's back to Tailby, Skibiris and Brent Dixon. So, still lap battle for 5th and 6th not resolved, but it looks like Skibiris is starting to pull away from Dixon. So, Skibiris in the 70 cart, that's the Vinyl Line Pool Services cart. And you think if you're involved in Vinyl Line Pools, you'd be involved in a bit of water. Used to being around a wet surface there, and Skibiris just throwing that cart around sideways into windmill. Doesn't lose too much ground to Brent Dixon, though. As Michael Hazelton has completed four of the 10 laps here. Heat 3 of Clubman Super Heavy. Lap times, well, they're at 57.8, so in that previous heat, we saw our cadets winner in Mac O'Neill running in the same time bracket. And he, compared to the horsepower in a cadet's cart over a clubman, this goes to show just how good the cart control was from that youngster, Mac O'Neill. Hazelton, here's your cart, number two. He heads through turns 11 and 12, and now across the line, half race distance is now completed. 23 of Taylor still holding off the 16 of Paul Cooper. Back then to Tailby is having a lonesome race in fourth position. Scriberis and Dixon rounding out the order. So for your race leader, Michael Hazelton, driver that has done a lot of racing, all over the state, Hazelton has had plenty of experience over the years, and as normal, he has shown a lot of resilience coming back from a disappointing qualifying. Now Cooper has made the pass on Taylor. I missed where that pass happened, but Cooper is back up to second place. There's a spin now for Tailby, so that is going to drop him back down the running order. Well, not actually so down the running order, but means Scriberis and Dixon now can have a charge for an extra position. So Hazelton about to complete lap number 7. Hazelton still just soaring on the steering wheel, trying to get some grip in those front tyres. It certainly has cooled off here at the Orange Cartway as he comes across the line to complete lap number 7. Michael Hazelton is your race leader in cart number 2. Then it's back to Paul Cooper in the 16 cart. Alex Taylor in the 23. Had second position for a while there, but lost it a few laps ago. Tailby falling back into the clutches of Scriberis in the 70 cart. And Dixon in the Dixon Kart Sports number 24, running Taylor and Charlie on the field. Again, this battle for second. Down through the hairpin, it looks like Taylor going to range up on the outside of Cooper as they head into Windmill, and Taylor has taken the spot once again. So Taylor trying to fight back, he makes the pass. What can Cooper do? Cooper's got the advantage going into the kink, but has to back out of it, and Taylor will hold on to second place. So, lap 8 in the book. White flag out next time by for the leader in cart number 2. Hazelton out in front. Taylor. Paul Cooper in third. What can he do here? He tried to make a move going into 4. It didn't pay off then. As Hazelton, Taylor, Cooper, Tailby fourth, Scriberis, and Brent Dixon pulls off the circuit. That is unfortunate as he pulls his cart to the infield. So Hazelton to the white flag now. Taylor holding off the charge by Cooper. More carts off the circuit. Down there, is that Tailby? It is. Craig Tailby throws it off the circuit during the flip-flop. So Tailby not going to take any further part in this race. It's Hazelton, though, who is leading the way. Race leader heads through the double left-handers of the infield and onto the short chute to the kink, and then turns 11 and 12 to close out this Clubman Super Heavy heat number 3. Hazleton heads across the start-finish line to take the victory. Second place, Taylor hangs on ahead of Cooper. Scriberis, then Talby. Well, no, Scriberis will be the last card out on the circuit. Talby, Dixon, both pulling out late in the race. So, Senior National up next here in the Super Heavy Challenge.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347, or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
Great start here for the Senior Nationals. Dunbar leading the way. Gary Cozzi putting under plenty of pressure Sarah Cozzi in third. But it's Dunbar who is opening up that big gap. So Glenn Williams, Nathan Carr, Scott Nielsen, all not making it to the green light as Dunbar ticks off the lap. Back then to Gary Cozzi in the 89 car. Then it's Sarah Cozzi in the 71, as they head down the hill and into the flip-flop once again. Gary Cozzi only 0.4 of a second ahead of Sarah Cozzi. Now, David Dunbar has been the man to beat so far. Fastest qualifier. Heat 1, he won the heat over Gary Cozzi by 1 second. In Heat 2, the gap was only, well, the gap was Gary Cozzi's 0.1 of a second ahead of David Dunbar. So, Sarah Cozzi trying to make the pass. The crowd loves this battle. Sarah Cozzi almost making the pass on Gary Cozzi then. And Gary Cozzi, who was in the lead in the previous heat, now is battling to try and stay in second place. So David Dunbar's checking out by almost 10 seconds at the front of the field. Lap time for Dunbar is a 56.8. Gary Cozzi, a 1 minute lap. Sarah Cozzi the same. They're trying to outbreak themselves into the hairpin now. And Sarah Cozzi, good line off the hairpin here. Got some good momentum. Gary Cozzi can't do a thing about it. Sarah Cozzi looking very good in this, the third heat. And now makes the move coming out of the hairpin. And Sarah Cozzi up into second place. So David Dunbar across the line to complete lap number 4. Sarah Cozzi up into second. And a lot of hooting and hollering back there as the 71 cart turns into turn one in second. It has opened up a 1.4 second gap in the first couple of corners of being out in second place. So Sierra Cozzi now a 59.4, Gary Cozzi a 1 minute 1 second lap, which explains the differential. But what could Sierra Cozzi do here? She's 12 seconds behind David Dunbar. Dunbar running in the 56 second bracket. Could she, how much can she close up this gap before the end of the race is the question. Dunbar clicking off the laps. Consistently there. Sierra Cozzi just a little bit of opposite lock as she comes off turn 12. And up the start-finish straight. So Sierra Cozzi that time a 57.7. Dunbar a 58 that. So, Dunbar, your race leader, 12 seconds his advantage over Sierra Cozzi. Gary Cozzi back there in third position. But there's still a great battle going on. As Dunbar is, well, slowly being caught by Sierra Cozzi. But as we're six laps into this race, it's highly unlikely that the 71 of Sierra Cozzi will be able to close up that gap enough to be able to take the spot at the front of the field. But mistakes happen in these conditions, and that's the critical thing, that you just never know what this wet weather racing will bring you. Dunbar that time a 57.3, Sierra Cozzi a 58.1. So Dunbar now getting a bit better handle on the racetrack, and the gap is almost 13 seconds. Sierra Cozzi has got a 6 second gap ahead of Gary Cozzi in the 89 cart. So with 7 laps now completed by the Dave Dunbar Holmes Arrow, he is comfortably out in front now, a 57.5 that last lap. Sierra Cozzi's last lap a 58.3, and the gap is 13.7 seconds. Gary Cozzi just a very late crank on the steering wheel to enter into turn number one. It'll be interesting to see how this weather will affect, and the heats run in this weather today will affect the grid spots for the finals coming up and the pre-final finals coming up tomorrow. The race leader about to complete lap number 8. Across the line, it's David Dunbar, a 57.2 second lap that time. Sierra Cozzi just cleans the visor as she comes across the line. A 58.3 for Cozzi that time. Dunbar's into the hairpin as Cozzi goes through the flip-flop. And Gary Cozzi comes across the start-finish line. He's 26.5 seconds behind the leader. So, as David Dunbar heads along the short chute towards the kink in the final turns, number 11 and 12, it is a white flag final lap about to be started by David Dunbar. Dunbar leading the way from Sierra Cozzi. And Gary Cozzi still just taking a very conservative. It would be interesting to have seen if Sierra Cozzi could have got past Gary Cozzi earlier, if she could have put some pressure on David Dunbar. But at the moment, It's nothing worrying David Dunbar at the front of the field. And he is heading through Windmill for the final time to secure his second victory in senior national competition and locking up a front row seat for the pre-final tomorrow. They head round the final turn and David Dunbar the victory. Dunbar taking the win. Sarah Cozzi coming through in second position and Gary Cozzi through Windmill now, and a third of the lap remaining for the 89. So some
with the sumos.
The
no, that's the next one, is it?
No, I have the one after.
Oh, racing
the tag.
David Dunbar, Sarah Cozzi and Gary Cozzi rounds out the running
tag
order.
125 super heavy. Oh, sorry.
Junior National Super Heavies.
Hang on.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
The Junior National Super Heavy, our second last race this afternoon, about to get started. James King in the 51, the Midwest Multimedia Arrow, has won both heats so far. Let's see how he goes in these wet conditions. Ryan McLinshaw in the 25, the top cart from Wollongong, and Hannah Talby from Dubbo in the Monaco, the Wilson Towing Monaco, starts out of position number 3. So getting set for a start. Away and racing, a good start that time by Keane. McLinshaw sits in second, Talby in third as they work their way through the flip-flop for the first time. Talby with a lot of smoke coming out of the tailpipe of that number 65 cart. Certainly a lot cooler than it was in the middle of the day here. And fortunately, I think the rain has actually stopped falling. I'm not actually sure about that, but it does look like the rain stopped falling, but it's still a wet track. As they head through the infield, left-handers, and onto the short chute for the first time. James Keane is your race leader. So Keane leading the way as they head across the start-finish line for the first time. So Keane already with a 2.8 second advantage at the front of the field. McLinshaw 3 seconds ahead of Talby. They head down into the hairpin. Keane taking a very wide line. as they work their way through the kink and into Windmill. Keane very slow out of the first left-hander of Windmill. That's giving Macklin Shaw a real big... His eyes were open then as he really hit the throttle, just kicking that card around. But Keane, under control here at the front of the field, completes lap number two. A 59.658. There's Macklin Shaw and Tailby pushing as hard as they dare. Macklin Shaw in second place has followed Keane, who's certainly got the experience and the advantage here. 15 seconds was the gap in heat number one. In heat number two, it was 13 seconds, so we'll see how much the wet weather and the wet conditions will affect the running here in this event. Heat number three of the Junior National Super Heavies. The Senior National Super Heavies will conclude racing here today. And then don't forget, tomorrow morning, driver's briefing at 7.45, racing to start at 8 a.m. Well, sorry, carby session to start at 8 a.m. The rookies will be the first carts out onto the circuit for that carby session. So as James Keane heads into the hairpin once again, just taking that very, very wide line through there. He's out to an 8.9-second lead after three laps over Ryan Macklin Shaw. Hannah Tailby in third place, 15 seconds behind the leader. Tailby, last lap, her fastest, a 1 minute 4 second point 266. Macklin Shaw, a 1 minute 2 seconds point 794. As very wide Macklin Shaw was going into turn 11, into those final turns, and lost a lot more ground there. Now Macklin Shaw just playing with the carburetor, trying to get a bit more performance out of the kart. There's a 1 minute 2.06. It's his fastest lap of the race. For Tailby, a 1 minute 5 second lap, so that's one of her slowest. But as Keane leads the way, each lap faster than the previous one, his last lap of 58.891. So, the race leader. Through turn 11, now turn 12, onto the start-finish straight. Half race distance about to be completed. And it is Keane who leads the way. Macklin Shaw onto the start-finish straight now. As a spin there for Hannah Tailby. So Tailby just having a bit of a loop round coming through the first of the infield left-handers. The gap now out to 14.9 seconds at half race distance. In these conditions though, it's not hard to make a mistake. So Keane, even with a 14 or almost 15 second lead, will have to still be cautious. He's doing well though, as the Midwest Multimedia Kart number 51 completes lap number 6. So for Macklin Shaw, again, Macklin Shaw's kart just doesn't look like he can get any grip in some of the tighter turns. He's able to use the throttle quite well to steer the back end of the kart, but just from time to time it looks like he's really having difficulty pointing that kart and getting it to respond to his steering input. Tail be very smooth through turns 11 and 12 now. And heads up the start-finish straight. Now, Tail be within probably a lap and a half of having the leader on her back bumper. As the race leader across the start-finish line. There's a 58.78 for James Keane with seven laps completed. Macklin Shaw now a 21 second gap between the leader and Macklin Shaw. Tailby has got the leader closing in on her. So Tailby in the 65 cart will see the blue flag shortly, as the leader, James Keane, about to put her a lap down. So James Keane about to complete lap number 8. Oh, it looked like Macklin Shaw was out in the dirt there coming off the hairpin. So still no blue flags for Tailby. As the leader heads down into the flip-flop and onto the back bumper of Tailby around the outside. So Tailby saw that blue flag and immediately responded. Keane very wide again through the hairpin. Now Macklin Shaw, I thought he had problems there coming out of the hairpin, and he must have, because it's a 1 minute 4 second lap. He had been down to 1 minute 1 second on the previous lap. So as Keane will come around to the white flag this time by, Keane, your race leader, gets the white flag now. A 59.2 second lap. As the 65 card of Hannah Tailby is now one lap down. Keane looking to clean sweep the day. Fastest in qualifying. A win in a heats 1-2. And now well on his way to a win in Heat 3 as he comes out of the hairpin and then heads towards Windmill through the double left-handers on the infield and onto the short chute. The checkered flag at the ready as Keane heads into the final turns. 11 and now through 12 out onto the start-finish straight. And the checkered flag for James Keane. Throwing the card around now, he can enjoy this lap back to the pits. The pressure's off now. As Tailby one lap down in the 65. Macklin Shaw will complete the run here in the 25 cart. So, Junior National Super Heavy in the book. C National Super Heavy will conclude today's racing. And, well, we will start it all again. 7:45, driver's briefing tomorrow morning. 8 a.m., the start of the two-lap Carby sessions with the rookies out onto the track. We hope you enjoy your day here at the Orange Kart Club and look forward to seeing you back here bright and early tomorrow for the conclusion of this super heavy challenge. Great weekend of a racing here in Orange, and we certainly hope when you get back to your own clubs you'll talk about the Super Heavy Challenge and be part of it next year. So To finish off day one of the Super Heavy Challenge, it will be the... It will be the Senior National Super Heavies here for their heat number three.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
We'll finish up racing today with the Senior National Super Heavies, as it's Churchland on the pole. Curtis Dixon out of position number 2, Brent Dixon out of position number 3 in the 42. Then it's Reese Herodine in the 19, Michael Hazelton in the 20. The 78 is Keegan Brain. The 77, Tony Lawson. The 9 is Jeremy Lure. The 55 is Wayne Ogilvy. The 65 is Chris Daly. Tressida in the 73, Paul Scaveras. Oh, we've got a spinner there. That is the 73 of Scaveras. No start. 73, is Tressida. So the Tressida was the spinner there, I think. And he'll push his cart off the circuit. Yeah, it is. It's the 78 that spun. So the 78 cart is Keegan Brain. Well, he wants to get a push, but he's getting told to clear the cart off the circuit. And get set for racing here in a Senior National Super Heavy. Heat number 3, it's the Stephen K. Auto Repairs, 22 of Benjamin Churchland. Curtis Dixon in the Studio 15, number 60. The 42 of Brent Dixon in the Dixon Kart Sport entry, with the 19 of Reese Harradine behind him. Away and racing, and straight across, Harradine Kart gets in front of Brent Dixon. Curtis Dixon's in second as Churchland checks out at the front of the field. So it was a mixed bag in the two previous heats as they all settle themselves down single file. Churchland in the lead as they all stack up, and it's carts, well, going everywhere through the hairpin. It looks like Churchland is safe and in the lead here. Curtis Dixon in second place, under all sorts of pressure now. He has to give way to Lawson in the 77. So Tony Lawson in the 77 card has really made a great leap forward, and now goes for the lead. So Lawson gets past Churchland, and he'll lead at the end of lap number one. Lawson from Churchland now. So Tony Lawson, who's been sitting back looking at the conditions, remembering that Tony Lawson started on back there in about seventh position. So he's got himself from seventh position to the lead. As the leaders head through the windmill now, Lawson out to a huge advantage at the front of the field. So he's made his strategy and executed it to perfection. It's Tony Lawson who leads the way. Churchland back there in second position, who's got pressure applied to him by Michael Hazelton. Then it's back to Ogilvy, Brent Dixon, Jeremy Lua, then it's Curtis Dixon, Chris Daly. Further back then to Reese Harradine, Skabiris. Daly's fallen back three spots. Labutt. Further back then to Tresider, and well, Lua is out there in the five, but once again we're not getting anything from his car. As the leader heads into the final turns once more on lap number three. Now Hazelton is up to second. Hazelton has got the benefit of having had one run in these conditions already today, in which he had a fantastic drive. So that'll give him plenty of confidence, and he'll be hoping he can reel in Lawson, who he is doing so now. Lawson looks like he's put it in reverse as Hazelton goes up the inside of him in turn four. Down the back straight, Lawson pulls away again. Into the hairpin now, and everyone takes it very carefully. Lawson goes with an extra wide line test, not trying to apex the corner at all. He's sideways through the kink. Hazelton, look to the inside, going into windmill. Through the double left-handers now. And it is Lawson who continues to lead. We're on lap number four. It's Lawson, Hazelton, and then Ogilvy, who's closing in on Hazelton now. So Lawson running wide into turn one. Here comes Hazelton into the flip-flop, and Hazelton will make the pass. Hazelton, your new race leader, runs wide out of two, and Lawson comes straight back at him. They're drag racing down to the hairpin. Side by side into the hairpin, and Lawson will get the spot. Hazelton coming back at him as they come to the kink towards windmill, and Hazelton retakes the lead. Hazelton leading the way. Oh, he runs wide coming out of the double left-handers, and Lawson goes back to the front. Fantastic battling here in this, the Senior National Super Heavies, heat number three. Lawson back out in front of the field. Then it's back to Hazelton. Further back then to Ogilvy in the 55. Then it's Churchland in the 22, who's followed by Brent Dixon. Lua is being passed now by Curtis Dixon, who puts himself up into sixth position. Lua now in the 9 car with Harradine behind him. As the leaders battle again, Lawson and Hazelton side by side. Lawson, Hazelton. Hazelton gets the spot back. What can Lawson do? He comes out of the left-handers on the infield, and again he's able to take the lead back without too much trouble at all. Now Hazelton, soaring on the front wheels there when he's making a left-hand turn. I wonder if there's something wrong with that car. Although predominantly they're left-hand turns on this circuit. So Lawson, conservative downhill. Hazelton lets it all hang out into the flip-flop this time. He closes up now to turn four. This time Hazelton has got Ogilvy on his back bumper, but Lawson slams the door closed. and Hazelton is your race leader. Lawson and Ogilvy, your front three. They get side by side again as Hazelton ahead of Lawson now. Lawson keeping the pressure on Hazelton. They run through the left-handers, and this time Hazelton has managed to hold him behind him. So Lawson wasn't able to respond that time. As they come up onto the back marker, the first of the back markers, which is, I think, it's the 73 of Tresida. So Tresida, one lap down now. Hazelton, your leader. Lawson, now he's starting to push harder. And Lawson, round the outside of Hazelton, going down the back straight. A great move there. Hazelton, that time, he looked like he had hit reverse gear. So as they come out of the S's, battles all over the circuit here. Now it's a battle between Kurt Dixon and Jeremy Luer. That one continuing on. As the leader, Luer goes up the inside now of Dixon, but no, Dixon will hold him off. Lawson is your leader once again. Hazelton a fair way behind him as Lawson is now starting to push hard. Eight laps completed. And Brent Dixon and Benjamin Turchland, they're battling on for fourth place. It's Dixon who has the advantage at the moment. Getting very dark here at the Orange Cartway as Tony Lawson is your race leader. Hazelton fallen off the pace somewhat. He's now got Wayne Ogilvy putting pressure on him. Fourth place battle, Dixon and Churchland. Then you go back further still to the battle between Curtis Dixon and Jeremy Luer. So leader heads up the back straight, up the start finish straight, and Lawson leading the way. Lawson, then Hazelton. Hazelton pushing hard. Ogilvy still on his back bumper. Now, looks like Curtis Dixon and Reese Harradine have got past and well clear of Jeremy Luer. They're on their final lap, the leaders, as they are going to be in heavy traffic here. Blue flags are out. Lawson is your race leader now. He checks up. He takes it very cautiously past the first of the back markers, and that allowed Hazelton to really close in on him. But Lawson will hold on and take a great win. Lawson from Hazelton. The gap at the end, 0.7 of a second. Ogilvy. Then we wait for Brent Dixon to head up this start-finish straight. Dixon, followed by Churchland. Now Curtis Dixon will be in sixth position, Harradine in seventh. Jeremy Luer putting the pressure back on Harradine though, as they come through the final turn. Harradine gets sideways, but Lewin can't make the lunge at the line, and Luer will finish in eighth place. Skabiris will finish in ninth, and Daly in 10th place. In an exciting battle for Heat 3 of the Senior National Super Heavies. I'd like to thank all the officials who have battled through some pretty tough conditions out there throughout the day for their support. We look forward to seeing you back here for the second day of the Super Heavy Challenge, where the driver's briefing at 7:45 tomorrow morning. 8 a.m. is the start of the two-lap carby sessions, and it will be rookies first out onto the circuit.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.